Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, it is that time of the year, you know, the days are getting longer, the clocks have gone forwards. Ireland's tourist season is finally starting up once again, which means that there are two new people that have taken the most coveted job for the summer, and that is caretakers of Great Blasket Island off the coast of Kerry. And they are on the island now, and they are joining me on the phone. Claire and Brock, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guys, how are you this morning?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Yeah, doing very well.
Claire,
little chilly at the moment, but
oh, I can imagine. Brock, tell me a bit about the two of you.
So we met 4 years ago in the Netherlands. I was playing hockey over in Germany. We met over there, and kind of it was love at first sight kind of thing. And then we've been traveling the last kind of 4 years. We went to Canada and traveled in our camper van for 2 years, and then we went over to Indonesia for 6 or 7 months, and then back to Canada a bit, and then over to Europe and traveled around Europe a little while.
So where have you most recently been?
We were in Portugal before here.
And can you explain to me, Claire, why did you decide to leave the beautiful sun in Portugal to spend the summer on an island off the coast of Kerry?
Yeah, that's a very common question. I think we're kind of crazy people a little bit, and we like adventure, and we always like to start new chapters. And then Alice and Billy texted us if we were still interested, and yeah, we looked at each other and we immediately said yes. Once in a lifetime experience.
So when he texted you, I don't know if people realize there were thousands of people who applied for this job. So when you got the text, was it an instant yes, no-brainer, or how did you feel when he got in touch with you?
It was an instant kind of yes for me. We just had to figure kind of logistics out a little bit of it, because obviously I'm from Canada, so I had to make sure I could get my working holiday visa in time. And then we just had to make sure we could figure out the logistics of getting back and getting that sorted out and getting all of our stuff figured out in time to be over here. And we were able to make it work, because we knew, like Claire said, like it's once in a lifetime. And we'd like to be able to travel like that, like really indulge ourselves in the culture. Like when we were over in Indonesia, like being a part of like a school over there, and then like really kind of being into the culture. And that's kind of what this experience is as well.
It's a great way to travel. I actually, in hindsight, wish that I had done a bit more like that, because I feel I've done too much of the, you know, just staying in a nice hotel and going to the lovely pool rather than getting into the nitty gritty of the places that you're visiting.
Yeah, that's common. And like, that's kind of what like our thinking is too. Like while we're young and have the energy to kind of really dive into the culture, I feel like I would like to do that now. And then maybe when I'm older, I'll relax a little bit more by the pool.
So Claire, how long have you been there?
We're here since a week, I would say, 1.5 weeks, last week.
And what's that week and a half been like?
Pretty busy. We actually started working, from the second day onwards immediately. We had to make sure the cottages were clean and ready for the guests. And we were actually supposed to have guests last Friday, but it got cancelled because of the weather. So now we hope we will welcome our first guests tomorrow.
And so for the time being, if you're not welcoming your first guest until tomorrow, does that mean that the two of you are the only people there?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's still a really strange idea.
So what's that like? What have you been up to?
Reading a lot of books, I would say. And
we went hiking, exploring the island quite a bit.
Yeah. We hiked for a few hours, a couple of days in a row. And yeah. We make ourselves busy.
So it's a simple life, simple existence.
Yes.
Making sure the fire's stoked up, keep the place warm.
And becoming friends with seals.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, I'm assuming you don't have any of the old Mog Cons. Is it like candles, and is it all very romantic?
Yeah. It's just, candlelight. So Claire has a million candles going every night. So it's pretty cozy in here, yeah.
I'd say it looks like a music video. Have you got, what's it like with electricity and stuff and hot water? And
so we have like it's pretty funny. There's this tiny little windmill behind our place that's just humming, especially right now with the storm. And so that gives us a little bit of electricity to keep our phones charged. It doesn't give much more electricity for anything other than that. And then we do actually have hot showers.
Contrary,
yeah. It used to be only cold showers, but they've actually upgraded and put a little like kind of heating system in that runs off the prop.
God, thank God.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm after seeing you've told me a fib. It's not just the two of you. There's a dog.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. Lenny boy's here. Yeah, he's a good old dog.
So what's the story with the dog?
Yeah, so we just reached out. Like, we knew we would be out here for so much time and have quite a bit of free time with ourselves as well. So we just reached out to a local shelter. It's called Sarah Husky Rescue. They're just outside of Listow. And we just asked them if they had any dogs that needed a home and needed to be fostered. And he had this little pup that was scared of his own shadow. He wouldn't even get out of the workbench. So we brought him to life. He's loving life out here. He's thriving. So
oh, that's amazing, guys. That's a great. So what's the name of the rescue center?
Sarah Husky Shelter. It's just outside of Listow. It's called Sarah. It's S-E-R-A.
And can people follow you on your social media, see what the island life is like, check out your Lenny the dog?
Yeah, they can check out, like, the island has its main account, which is Great Blasket Island Experience, I think, or just Great Blasket Island. Yeah, you'll find it on Instagram. And then mine's just Brock Montgomery with two Y's, and Claire's is Claire DeHaas with
Claire
underscore.
Claire DeHaas underscore, yeah.
But they can check it out on the Great Blasket Island Instagram.
Well, guys, I mean, it sounds like heaven, to be honest with you, to be away from, you know, the technology, living such a basic, simple existence and having a week and a half without other humans around. I mean, that sounds like heaven to me. Thanks so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. I mean, that sounds amazing. They're this year's caretakers of Great Blasket Island for the summer season.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.